This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Today on the Hump Day Crew, we're joined by a member of one of the hottest young groups in Australian music. So young, they had just finished getting off their rocking horse and watching pantomimes. Their volcanic success in the last few years has been like magic as they catapult back and forth around the world playing at festivals. Frankly, it's enough to make any aspiring artist who is losing patience cringe and feel quite jealous. They have proved that you can get what you want, whether it's just a kiss from Brad Pitt, talk to a ghost, or just find one yellow button. If you have a passion and never leave it alone, you can get what you want. That's logic, really. They're best known for one song in particular. Oh my. Oh, what's that other song? The chorus, it just kind of loops. Sorry, you're probably losing your patience. Yes, yes, that's right. It's just a song about ping pong. I am 100% excited to be talking for 2 of my seconds to Ashley of Operator Please. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
Thank you so much for your time today.
Nice introduction. I just realised that you actually managed to put almost every song title in there.
Well, you guys have been very busy in making all those songs over the last couple of years. You've also been very busy doing the live circuit in Europe and Japan.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time overseas, probably about, I think it totals almost 2 years, going back and forth to Europe. I think we went, probably been about 6 times over there now, so busy, but really, really fun stuff.
Do you get homesick when you're out of Australia for so long?
I don't, personally. No, none of us do, really. I guess when it comes to the end of, like, a 2 month stint away, you get a little bit homesick for kind of just having all your possessions around you and getting sick of living out of a suitcase. But I think we all enjoy the overseas experience enough that it doesn't get too bad.
And obviously you must be a close group, but it must be different from when you first formed. You know, you did your gigs and those different things and you went back home. Here, you're with each other 24/7. Do you ever get on each other's nerves?
Yeah, of course. It always happens. Like, we describe it as, like, being a family. Like, obviously, you know, we're together so much, like, more than with our own families half the time anyway. And obviously we get into, you know, like, little arguments, but usually it's always about, it's either about something stupid that blows over or it's about something that we're really, like, passionate about. But in the end, we're all doing the same thing. We all love each other and, you know, it happens with everyone, but it's a minor issue, really.
You've also been in Japan.
Yeah, we went to Japan, I think it's been 2-3 times as a band. Like, usually on our way back from UK to Australia, we'll stop into Japan and do a couple of shows, which is really great. I love Japan. I went there a couple of times when I was younger because I used to do it in school for about 6-7 years, so I can still read and write it, so it's really fun. Such a great country, and the show's always amazing. The crowds are really quite receptive and really nice.
How do you find them different to an Australian crowd?
I think it's because in Japan, someone, when they go to a show, they're up for anything. There's no, I don't know, there's no pre-notions of what they're going to see, because obviously we're not as big there as we are here, so maybe they'll hear one song and not really expect anything, so because they don't have any expectations, they're more open to what they're going to hear.
Have you got any other countries on your hit list that you'd love to tour to?
I want to go to Spain. It's one place we haven't been. I think that would be really nice, because we've been to France and Germany and all around it, so it'd be nice to go to Spain. And I also want to, it'd be nice to tour Canada as well, because we've been to US a couple of times, and I've been to Canada on holidays, and it's a really great place, and the music there is really, like, awesome, and I think we'd have a good show there.
When you started out, Perez Hilton was a bit of a fan of yours. Have you heard much from him recently?
I don't know. I think maybe he may have blogged about one of the more recent singles, but nothing really since that first time when he posted the ping pong video, which was fantastic. Like, it brought in, opened us up to, like, a huge new market. I'm sure he's out there listening, though.
We've got your new album coming out, Gloves. Tell us a little bit about it.
A record we spent most of last year making, kind of started putting together the songs for it the start of 2009, and went into pre-production and recorded around May, June, down near Byron Bay, and then just spent the next couple months after that, like, tweaking it, making everything was perfect, So it turned out to be the record just we really wanted to make, and we're all super happy with it.
Have you personally got any favourite songs on it?
Yeah, it kind of, we're all the same. It kind of changes every week. We'll have a new favourite, but at the moment, my favourite's probably Volcanic, Just Kiss, and Catapult.
Volcanic, that's just because it's in the news, is it? Or did you, that's a pretty good publicity stunt, isn't it? Let's just get a volcano to go off in Iceland and release a song. Yeah, well done. You thought that out well. Now, of course, you start touring. You're at the Corner Hotel here in Melbourne on Friday, the 25th of June. Now, yep. I read, according to your MySpace page, the influences listed as Janet, Madonna, Britney and Beyonce. Are we going to see that kind of style show in Melbourne?
Yeah, maybe. Like, that's definitely what Amanda and I listen to a lot. Like, Janet Jackson's, like, my favourite artist of all time. And there's a little bit of a Janet Eurythmics vibe with some of the drums and stuff on the new record. And you never know, we did a Destiny's Child cover for our future music tour, so we've got to wait and see.
Will there be any wardrobe malfunctions?
Probably not, unfortunately. Could make for some good press, though.
Oh, definitely. And talking about crazy things on stage, being on stage and performing at all these different festivals, you must see some crazy stuff in the audience sometimes. What are some of the crazy things you have seen?
Well, there's been a couple of times where this guy at Big Day Out brought a sign that says, "Operator, please shut the fuck up," which was kind of, it was something supposed to be bad to us, but we thought it was hilarious that someone went to the time, got a bed sheet painted on it, and wasted all their time being negative to us when I know when I go to Big Day Out, I don't have time to see anyone that I like.
Yeah.
So there's that kind of thing, and then, like, a couple of times in Japan, we'd be playing a show, and you'd just see, like, a wall of people at the front, and, like, people getting pushed over, and you get a little bit worried, and you're like, oh, I hope you're all right. And so, yeah, sometimes some crazy thing.
We play a game on the Hump Day Crew called 101 Questions to get to know our guests just a little bit more. I'm not going to ask you 101 questions,
okay.
But give me, first of all, one number between 1 and 101, and I'll ask you the corresponding question.
23.
What was the last movie that you saw?
Oh, I think it was actually, it was a Lone Wolf and Cub film, like these Japanese samurai films, like Shogun Assassin. They get referenced in Quentin Tarantino films all the time, so that was really good, like awesome. I think it was like 70s, 80s, like Japanese language stuff.
Okay, you really like your Japanese stuff, don't you?
Yeah, well, I don't actually pursue it, but it kind of just pops up all the time, and I do really enjoy it when I watch it.
Do you reckon we'll ever see any kind of Japanese influence in one of your songs?
Oh, maybe. I'm not sure. It's hard to pick a style of Japanese music, though, because one side of it is the J-pop, really super bubblegum, and then the other side is like kind of like the underground punk stuff. So maybe more of like Japanese looking and aesthetics more than sounding.
Okay, gotcha. Hit us with another number between 1 and 101.
64.
What is the ringtone on your phone?
At the moment, it's just the boring xylophone tone on iPhone, because I like it because it sounds like Fan Mendy's film. I self-made a La Isla Bonita by Madonna one recently, which was pretty fun.
Nice. You can't go wrong with Madonna, can you?
No. You really can't.
And one final question between 1 and 101.
13.
If you were to open a nightclub, what would you call it?
Oh, tough one. Mm. I think maybe Diamond Mine.
Diamond Mine?
Kind of goes with a dark theme, like obviously it would be nighttime, have lots of shiny things and some nice antiques and, yeah, something like that.
I'll be there on the opening night. Ashley from Operator Please, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us today. Of course, you can catch Operator Please performing tracks from their new album Gloves on Friday, 25th of June at the Corner Hotel in Melbourne. Ashley, thank you so much for your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Ashley of Operator Please, this is your Wednesday morning wake-up call with the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys better though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.